وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم In this verse of the Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, this is the ayat of Surah Al-Imran, it's not Surah An-Nisa, that every soul, every human being has to taste the agony of the death, the taste of the death. Meaning everyone will die. Everyone has to die. Who is successful? Man zuhziha 'anil nar wa udkhila al-jannata faqad faz. A person who has been protected from the hellfire and got entry into the paradise, that person is the successful. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا هَذِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ What is the reality of this world, the life of this world? It's only commodity of deception. It's just misguiding people who indulge in this dunya. Jibreel alayhi salam came to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me down to give you a message that you must live in this world as long as you want. Open check for you. It's not for everybody. Our life, our death is already predetermined. How long we are going to live, it is already written before we were born. وَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةٌ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ When a Malakul Maut comes, the angel of death, he doesn't come little early, one sa'a, one moment early or one moment late. It comes on a specific time and a specific day. It doesn't delay or doesn't come before time. But for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, O Habibullah, O Allah, O Rasulullah of Allah, you must live in this world as long as you want to live. But one day you have to depart from this world. Innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun. That you are also going to die. And all those who came in this world or will come before the Qiyamah, they all have to have the taste of the death. So, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ The criteria of success is whoever is protected from the hellfire and got entry into the paradise, that person is regarded successful. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this limited life to prepare for hereafter. And every breath we are taking in, it pushing us towards hereafter. The example of our lives is just melting ice every moment. Every minute, Our life is getting shorter and shorter, and we are going closer and closer to the grave. Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala was very intelligent sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ana madinatul ilm wa aliyun babuha." That I am the city of knowledge, and Ali radiyallahu an is the gate of that city. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu very great intellect. He was full of wisdom. If you read his sayings, you will amaze. And he was famous for his disconnection with the dunya. He used to hate the dunya. His personal life was very simple. He didn't enjoy any luxury of this world. Most of his life, he spent in jihad, fighting for Allah, fighting for Islam. And he used to wear very simple clothing, used to eat very simple food. He had no attraction or love or greed for this world. His focus was hereafter, always. So he said, and this is the saying of Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, narrated in Bukhari Sharif. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh has mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. He said, "Irtahilati dunya mudbiratun, wartahilati al-akhiratu muqbilatun, walikulli wahidati minhuma banoon. فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَبْنَاءَ الدُّنْيَا الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ He said, every moment the dunya is leaving you behind. You are going towards the akhirah. And every step, every moment, you are coming close to hereafter. And both of them have children. This dunya also have children, and akhirah also have children. So he advised us, become a children of akhirah and don't be a children of this dunya. What does it mean? Meaning, your all efforts, your all sacrifices, your all concern should be towards hereafter. How I can prepare for akhirah, which is my eternal abode, where I have to live forever. And don't be a children of dunya, meaning don't run after the dunya. Don't waste your time behind the dunya, earning the dunya. And don't waste your energy and your all abilities and knowledge and experience to accumulate, amass, and earn dunya, 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 akhir. Why? Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you chance, no restriction. You are a free man. Al-yawma amalun wala hisab. If a person doesn't wake up for fajr, there is no angel appointed, he's going to slap him. Okay, come, wake up, you heard. As-salatu khayru minanur, you're still snoring. Get up. No, it's not happening. It's your choice. Al-yawma amal, wala hisab. No reckoning. Do whatever you want to do. Work for dunya, work for akhirah. This one day or one night. Limited time. It is your treasure, is given to you, is your capital. You must utilize this day to prepare for your akhirah or to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or you use or abuse or waste this time earning these worldly things. It's up to you. Wala hisab. Today is no reckoning. But remember, a day is going to come. then you will not be able to work anything. You will not be able to utter one Subhanallah. No amal. But there will be the hisab. There will be the reckoning. That's why Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrated this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لرجل وهو يعظه. One day Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was advising one Sahabi, and that advice and admonishing not only for that particular Sahabi but through him to the entire Ummah until the Yawmul Qiyamah. He said اغتنم خمسا قبل خمسين. And that's the reality, my brothers, that you must take advantage of five things before the five things. Very profound hadith, very deep in meaning, and we have to ponder and think about it, where we are going. What is our priorities? Number one, he said, Shababuka qabla harma, that you must take care of your youth before you become old. Youth, young age, it is the very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those youth who spend their youth, young age, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one of the hadith that on the Yawmul Qiyamah there will be no shade other than the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that shade, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the place to sit down under the shade of arsh of Allah to the seven categories, seven kind of people. One of those is that youth, that young one whose heart was connected to the house of Allah, who was worshipping, remembering, making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his young age. And ulama say, youth, shabab, in Arabic terms, is goes up till the 40 years. It's not 18 or 20 or 22 years and then his manhood starts. Islamically, the youth goes all the way till 40 years. The person who is 40 years old, he still regard himself as a young man. And after the 40 years, is downfall. And that's why most of the prophets granted the nubuwwat at the age of 40. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became a Rasul of Allah at the age of 40. It makes sense. It gives the indication. Our youth goes all the way till 40. What does it mean? All the virtues, all the fazail with regard to the youth, don't just disregard it just for the young people. No, you are, if you are 35, you are still in that category. You still have chance to go in the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by spending your youth in the remembrance of Allah. It's your choice. So take care of your young age, become before you become old. When a person is going down, his health is, you know, compromising, now he doesn't have that kind of energy and strength that he used to have it. Now he's sitting on the chair, he cannot bow down. He cannot do a lot of ibadat, it has a chance. He could have done while he was young, while he was healthy. So take care of you, this is the first advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before you become and old. وَسِحَّتَكُ قَبْلَ سُقْبُكُ. Second advice, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, take care of your health. Health is greater than wealth. Health is more valuable than wealth. If a person has all the wealth but is disabled, paralyzed, what is going to use his wealth? Useless. He cannot enjoy, he cannot walk around. Right? So health is more important and precious than the wealth. Yes, we need the wealth, but take care of your health before you become sick, some kind of disease or stroke or any kind of things, accidents, or any kind of disease will overpower you, and now you are not able to do the ibadat, you're not able to come to the masjid, you're not able to bow down in front of Allah, you are deprived of making sujood on the ground. Such a great deprivation, my brothers. Pulling the chair, sitting on the chair, you're depriving yourself, making sujood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a great loss in your life. We have to think and ponder. Then the third advice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam given, faragha qabla shughla. Allah ta'ala has granted you time. Value your every minute. Before you get occupied with certain things, then you miss your salah. Oh, I don't have time to go to the masjid. I'm very busy. Very busy. Very busy. Busy with what? Earning this dunya? Is going to leave behind. It's not going to come with you in the grave. Only your a'mal will come in your grave. You are wasting your whole time occupying yourself, earning the dunya, and at the end you are going to leave this dunya. So before occupation overcome on you, take care or enjoy or utilize your faragha, your free time in the remembrance and in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa hayatuka qabla mawtik. The final advice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, that you must take care of your life before the malakul maut, the angel of death, approaches you. Then there is no chance. Then you will regret, oh Allah, send me back. I can spend my entire life in sujood or entire life in your remembrance. Too late. You only given one chance. Right? So before the malakul maut will approach you, take care of your life. Another advice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is given, la tazulu qadma abdin yawm al-qiyamah hatta yusalu an arba'in. On the yawm al-qiyamah, on the day of judgment, anyone's legs will not be able to move forward. They will be stuck in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everyone, until they give the answer of the four questions. Everyone has to answer these four questions. Number one, an umrihi fi maafnahu. First question on the Yawm al-Qiyamah will be regarding your life. Allah has granted you life. How you spend your life? How you spend your days? How you spend your nights? In the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or unmindfully, neglectfully, just occupying yourself with the dunya and worldly affairs. One jasadihi fima ablahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you healthy body. How much, you know, you take the service of your eyes, your hands, your legs in the remembrance of Allah, or you utilize all these limbs and organs, you know, accumulating the dunya and worldly things. How you made yourself, your body, old in what? In the ibadat of Allah or in earning dunya. Wa an ilmihi mada amila fihi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you the knowledge. Knowledge of sharia, knowledge of deen, not the degree, not the diploma. Angel is not going to question you in the grave. You did PhD or you did MPhil, what degree and diploma you brought for us? They're not going to ask that. Ilm here, meaning the ilm of deen, the ilm of the sharia. So the ilm of sharia and deen, the knowledge of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to you. How much you practice upon it? How much you made amal on your ilm? Wa an malihi min ayna iktasabahu wa fima anfaqahu. And the question will be with regard to your wealth. How you earn it, the sources of income, were halal or haram? Or how you spend it? Two questions. You earn halal way and you spend halal on the right things, you will be okay. But if you earn haram way, unlawful way, and you also spend on unlawful things, just enjoying the dunya, worldly things, which was not permissible, then you have to give the hisab of every cent, every penny on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And it will be very hard, very difficult. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make this dua, Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. Oh Allah, grant me Oh Allah, take my hisab easy. So we should have this concern of the akhirah. We should prepare for hereafter. And may Allah give us tawfiq to understand and take the time and health and wealth, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, to utilize it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to prepare for hereafter.